The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Five Star Zone with Rico Beard.
Hey guys, I'm your host, Rico Beard. Welcome to another edition of the Five Star Zone. Big Ten Week 11 wrap up. And you know what? What you saw in this week was two of the halves, two of the main teams went out there and handled their business. Ohio State went out there and basically just let Purdue know, you don't even belong on the field with us. Ohio State beats Purdue 45-0. Yeah, 45-0. I don't think that, put it this way, the season can't end fast enough for Purdue. Oregon. Oregon hosts Maryland, and Oregon just kind of does what Oregon does. They kind of let you think you maybe can hang with them, but you really can't. Oregon ends up beating Maryland 38-19. Penn State, and this is interesting because Penn State is going to close out the season, and I don't think Penn State's going to – let me check this, double-check the schedule. But Penn State's schedule sets up very well for them. Where they finish off, you're looking at – they got at Purdue, at Minnesota, and then they are home against Maryland. Those are three winnable games. Because Penn State won't end up in the Big Ten championship game, I don't think that they will unless some fluky things happen – they're going to end up making it into the college football playoff. College football playoff was made for James Franklin and the Nittany Lions because you lost your game to Ohio State. That's okay because that's going to be your only loss. You won't suffer another one because the best thing for Penn State is not to make the college football playoff. And then subsequently, they will make – I mean, not to make the Big Ten championship game so that they can make the college football playoff. So Penn State goes out there. And they got the job done 35-6. Maryland, I mean, over Washington. Washington experienced that whiteout, man. And I'm telling y'all, the whiteout is no joke. I'm not a big fan of James Franklin and Penn State, but there is nothing, and I mean nothing in the Big Ten more intimidating than that Penn State whiteout when it's done at night, not when it's done during the day, like when they played the Buckeyes. It's not the same. As a matter of fact, it's criminal when you have to do the whiteout at noon, but that's because of the Fox Big Noon kickoff, which I never think a big game should ever be played at noon, ever. It just takes away. Noon is the appetizer game. Noon is the I'm still doing yard work outside, and I'm passively listening and watching the game. Main games are 3:30. Main games are night games, 7, 8 o'clock at night. Never a noon game. Sorry, that's just how I feel. Indiana, Michigan. Indiana, I thought this game was going to be a lot more. I thought this game was going to be an Indiana boat race, but instead, what we ended up finding out was the Michigan defense rose to the challenge, did their job. Too bad the offense did not match the defensive intensity. Indiana jumps ahead. It's 14-3. It's now 17-3 going into halftime. And then Indiana scored 3 points. 3 points in the second half. The Michigan defense stepped up, and they just got the job done. Indiana's offense could not move the ball at all in the second half, and it gave Michigan an opportunity to come in there and actually steal this game. Now, the problem with Michigan was the offense. when you're going up against Indiana, if I'm Sherrone Moore, I'm sorry, but you got to go for it. First and goal from the 7, first and goal from the 6, and you end up kicking 2 field goals. You have to be able to score touchdowns. Take away the name, take away the helmets, okay? When you're going up against a favorite like Indiana, a double-digit favorite, you have to take chances. That means trick plays. That means fakes. That means whatever you have to do. That means guys are going to go for it, especially if we get down within the goal line. Man, you got to go for the touchdown. You got to go for the throw. You got to go for the jugular. Why? Because they're not expecting it. And because you have to score points. You can't beat top teams kicking field goals, plain and simple. That's regardless of who you're playing. If you're going up against a top team, if you're going up against the Oregon, you can't kick field goals beating Oregon. You can't kick field goals trying to beat Ohio State. You can't kick field goals trying to beat Indiana this year, who moved down to 10-0. Yeah. And by kicking those field goals, it was a little bit of a head scratcher. Now, Michigan did get aggressive. They scored the touchdown. They went for the 2-point conversion to try to tie the game at 17. They missed, but I do like the aggressiveness there. It's okay to miss when you're trying to do something, but you can't play scared. And kicking those 2 field goals, in my opinion, you played scared. The other thing that the problem with this is it appears that Sherrone Moore, the Michigan head coach, is learning this game and learning how to coach on the fly. He is making some grave errors. And Michigan is not a place where you kind of learn the game. Michigan is a game where if you're coaching Michigan, you should know the game. You should know when to do challenges, because for the 2nd straight week, he's wasted a challenge. And I still don't understand the clock management in a 1-score game, late in the game, Indiana, you know, their first run, they get 8 yards, and then Michigan and Sherrone Moore allows 28 seconds to tick off the clock rather than try to stop the clock, get the stop, get the ball back, and give yourself at least a chance for a Hail Mary, a chance for a fluke play, a chance for a defender to slip down, a chance for Khalil Mullings or Donovan Edwards to take it to the house. You got to give yourself a chance. And it was just bad clock management. It was a lot of poor decisions across the board. But as I said, defensively, man, Michigan's defense rose. They shut down Rourke. They shut down the Indiana offense. For Kurt Cincinnati, he said it, that his team had to find a way. They had to be resilient. Every game wasn't going to be easy for Indiana, and Indiana got tested. What you saw with this Indiana team was a team that had really never been tested. I mean, Michigan State went up on them 10-0, but I think they knew, oh, yeah, we're going to beat the Spartans. Michigan punched and punched and punched back, and they did not submit, and Indiana wasn't prepared for that. Indiana wasn't ready for that. You saw Savant drop two catchable passes that really hurt the Hoosiers, that really could have put this game away. You saw just the Indiana offense was just stymied in the 2nd half. Michigan found a way to crack that code. Now, it's going to be interesting to see what happens when they play Ohio State in a few weeks. Can Ohio State match that intensity? But, you know, props to the Indiana defense. You got the job. I mean, the Michigan defense, you got the job done. Indiana, you survived, you advance. You found out what a lot of teams did not get to experience over this past weekend, being in a close game, but still yet coming out with a victory. And then you also had, real quick, shout out to UCLA for bouncing back and really making this season interesting. They're down 10-0 to Iowa, ended up winning the game 20-17 at home. Also, Rutgers down to Minnesota finds a way to win the game. And both home teams, Rutgers and UCLA, win their game. So that's your wrap-up for the Big Ten Week 11. It's going to be interesting what's going to come up in the next week, because it's going to be something next couple of weeks. One of the things to keep an eye on, Michigan. Shout out to my producer, David Hall, who said Michigan may go 6-6 this year. Looking like he could be correct. Michigan has to win in a couple of weeks home against Northwestern, because then you're following that with Ohio State. And I don't think you're going to be beating the Buckeyes. So that Northwestern game, that's going to be crucial for Michigan. Then it's going to be interesting to see if they actually accept a bowl game or not, going from the national champions to playing in a lesser than bowl. It's got to hurt the pride. But anyway, we'll have more on that in upcoming weeks. For right now, I'm your host, Rico Beard. Thanks for watching the 5-Star Zone. Keep liking, subscribing, telling your friends about this. I'll be back later on this week to preview Week 12 in the Big Ten.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.